USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Mansif Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens. And up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while he was on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling. However, in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits he set a bad example while urging people to curb their travel. He's the latest in a line of officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Exxon dramatically marks down the value of its natural gas properties and says it will sharply scale back spending. Val Dior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The natural gas market is depressed, with gas trading at about $3 per million British thermal units, less than half the price at the time Exxon swooped in to buy XTO. Natural gas peaked in late 2005 at more than $15 per million BTU. And the Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 11-0 on the season Wednesday afternoon, defeating the Baltimore Ravens 19-14 in a game that was moved three times because of a COVID outbreak among Baltimore's players. It was just the second NFL game played on a Wednesday since the league started in 1948. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.